Hey there. Ever feel like you just need a break from the day-to-day of work, put on that out of office, and be alongside peers learning from fellow nonprofits and industry experts on what they see working when it comes to fundraising, marketing, growing a monthly giving program, retention, everything that encompasses what you do? Well, if so, I have two events for you to mark down. June 4th and 5th is Donor Perfect's Community Conference Spark. It is for any fundraiser wanting to excel in donor management, program innovation, community engagement, and organizational growth, and it is free. So click the link in the show notes to register. And then an event that I have attended 3 years in a row is the NEO Summit, combining practical, actionable, and very data-informed content with also this really electric and immersive atmosphere. The NEO Summit is more than just a conference. It is a really fun and great place to get away from your desk and innovate your fundraising and accelerate your impact. So you can join hundreds of your fellow nonprofit professionals in Indianapolis in September on the 18th and 19th, and you can save $600 on your ticket right here. It is the lowest price available anywhere. So click the link in the show notes for both of these events. They are incredible. They put on an incredible speaker presentation, all tons of great resources for you. Invest in yourself and the growth of your organization by attending these two phenomenal events.
How are we going to continue to produce our best work if we are not able to give our best? And if our best isn't given to us, how are we going to do better for our missions if we don't take a step back? How are we going to build anything bigger than our own selves if we don't give to ourselves, right? 31% of funding is raised for nonprofits in these final 3 months. It's such a critical and important time for organizations, but how do we do it without losing your mind in the process? Because I always say, if money is all you're looking for, money's all you're gonna get.
Hey there, you're listening to the Missions to Movements podcast, and I'm your host, Dana Snyder, digital strategist for nonprofits and founder and CEO of Positive Equation. This show highlights the digital strategies of organizations making a positive impact in the world. Ready to learn the latest trends, actionable tips, and the real stories from behind the feed? Let's transform your mission into a movement.
Missions to movements. I want to do something.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's how we're entering the show. I was doing a drum roll, and then he just breaks into song.
No, I'm like, where are you now?
I'll just some snaps.
Get you there. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, we're just ready for a fun session. And yo, you're back.
I'm back, baby.
You are, I think, the second guest that's been a repeat guest.
I feel honored.
By the way,
I feel honored. Last time we were in person,
we were.
But it's fine. It doesn't
matter.
You are
still my only in-person interview.
Wow. See, okay, I need some kind of title. Child, you don't want to share.
That was really, really, really fun.
That was too good.
That was very exciting. So if everybody's like, who is talking on the other end of this microphone? Floyd Jones. Yo, I feel like you are so well known. Anybody can Google you, but I want the non-Googleable version of you. What's your story?
Okay, so how long is this? This is from like starting from the beginning, like January 13th, 1990s. Like, child, we going, no, I think
whatever you think is the most like relevant aspect of you in this moment.
Okay, so I just came back from vacation literally yesterday. By the time you read this, it's too late. I don't know, something. But I just came back from vacation and I was with my family. It was literally 18 of us. And my family is from Sierra Leone, West Africa. And so I think a major part of my story begins from before I was even born, right? Like my roots and my ancestral roots are so rooted in community. And now I look at myself as the director of community and I'm working to build community and I'm helping other organizations build their communities. And I was like, oh my God, like this is a thread of my life. We are so much stronger and we're so much powerful when we operate on one accord. And I realized, because child, let me tell you, when you're with family, you see the good and you see the bad, okay? And we were on a boat, child. So it was like, you can't escape. What are you going to do, jump off?
You can't escape. They're only so big.
Right, right. But I realized that all of those things make it more beautiful, You know what I mean? Yeah. You need the highs and you need the lows. You need the good and you need the bad. You need the light and you need the dark, because that is how you find the essence of who you are. I am because you are. Come on, Ubuntu.
So good, so good.
I am because you are.
And you turned on this podcast today and you didn't think you were coming for like a praise moment.
Come
like,
on.
Come on. We're here. We're here.
Come on.
I have been so excited ever since we met. Floyd, how long have you been at GiveBitter now?
In September is 3 years. Isn't that crazy?
3 years. Isn't that wild? Crazy.
I'm sitting here like the whole last three years of my whole life.
I found out about GiveBitter. And I don't know if people know this, but it's because I was researching live streaming platforms during 2020 with COVID to put on virtual live streaming events. And on the homepage, your old school homepage, was the dance marathon video example. And I did dance marathon in college. And I was like, these people are my people.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And so therefore, then I started, I was like, this is the platform that everybody should use when you're doing a live stream virtual events. And now it's so many more things.
So many more things. It's so beautiful.
You have done so much work. The platform has grown tremendously from what it originally was. And we're going to talk about some of those things today. This is the perfect time. When this episode is going live, I am sure, listener, you are thinking about Giving Tuesday. You are thinking about year-end fundraising. You are maybe thinking about, oh my gosh, I don't know what to have for dinner because my kids are going back to school. And
that's what I'm thinking about.
All the things. But we want this episode to hopefully just be like joining us in conversation, casual conversation together about how we can help you with planning some of your fundraising efforts and to make it be done with ease.
Come on. That's what I was going to say. Dang it. That's why you read my mind. That's why we're here. I'm giving a talk at the Nonprofit Marketing Summit, low-key plug. If you haven't gotten your ticket, come on, it's free. But I'm giving a talk called How to End Your Year with Ease. Because every single time, I have planned many an end-of-year campaign, okay? And the first thing that's triggered is I'm exhausted, I'm stressed out, you need a vacation from the vacation. It's too much. You're already stressed. And I'm like, we don't need this.
No.
Our sector is consistently burnt out. And if we wonder, our sector is consistently burned out. And I'm like, how are we going to continue to produce our best work if we are not able to give our best? And if our best isn't given to us, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I believe that our come on missions to movements, how are we going to do better for our missions if we don't take a step back?
Yeah.
How are we going to build anything bigger than our own selves if we don't give to ourselves, right? And so that is why my number one focus is, how do you end with the year with ease? 31% of funding is raised for nonprofits in these final 3 months.
Wow.
31%. Okay. So I keep thinking to myself, it's such a critical and important time for organizations.
Yeah.
But how do we do it without losing your mind in the process? Because I always say, if money is all you're looking for, money's all you're going to get.
I'm so curious to dive into that a little bit more. Is that because we are just asking way more in the end of the year, not asking enough throughout the year? Or is it because society, culture is just used to giving at the end of the year, or a combo? Like, why?
I think it's a combo. I think it's, you know, everything from tax write-offs to 'tis the season of giving, right? It's already a giving season. So why not give to nonprofits? The buildup of Giving Tuesday and how much of the impact that's happened and how much it's become a part of our ethos and whatnot over the past decade. So I think it's a combination of reasons, but it's become so ingrained that now it's just people expect it. Right.
Yeah.
And even for major platforms, a majority of our revenue comes during that time as well. Right. So I think it's something that's been so ingrained across the board. So I think that that's why we continue to lean into it.
This kind of makes me think about, and I know Charity Water does this and some other organizations do this, where they have multiple tentpole moments throughout the year instead of just end of year. What makes sense for you? So if there's not a lot of crowded conversation happening, I'm making this up, let's just say in May. Can you do something in May that's going to really stand out when it's not so noise crazy? But I do want to give a quick shout out. Floyd and I, if you want to come see us live doing our magical thing, we're hosting a webinar together.
Come on,
y'all. September 13th. It's going to be a blast. It's at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And it is on talking about ease, 5 ways to supercharge your year-end fundraising with monthly giving. If anybody knows, I'm all about creating sustainable programs. And I think end of year is a great time to get those either one-time donors to become monthly donors for you, or Giving Tuesday is a really great opportunity to get those $5, $10, $20, $25 gifts, but as monthly gifts. So if we're going to work so hard, let's work hard to get the monthly gifts, and then they continue to give all year round. So we're going to talk about benefits of monthly giving. We're going to talk about increasing donor retention, financial stability, how to plan for the future. So if you want to join us, there's a link in the show notes. Again, it's September 13th. It's totally free, 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us there. I just wanted to give that little like.
I love that. What do you mean if they want to join us? When you join us? Come on, somebody. I can't wait to see you join. Also, y'all want this magic in live and living color, okay? You don't want, this is not just for your audio pleasures, child. This is for live and living color, okay?
We have fun presentations.
Exactly.
It's as exciting as we sound on audio. It's going to be even more exciting on video content. And look, here's my, okay. If you guys have not followed him on Instagram, you have been, I mean, you just told me you've been in your apartment for 5 days this month. You are quite literally everywhere. What's the vibe that you're, I think you have such a good energy and pulse on the industry. Like, what's the vibe you've been feeling coming into like end of year? Yeah, I guess let me start there and then I'll go to question B.
I love that. I think that a big thing that I'm noticing is just kind of what we just talked about is like how to end the year with ease, but also how do we do a new thing, right? Mm-hmm. My focus moving into the end of the year is how do we breathe new life into this? So many organizations are saying we're tired, we're burnt out, our organization doesn't succeed on Giving Tuesday, all the different things, right? How do we reinvigorate this season that it's not just press and go, it's not just going through the motions, but it's doing a new thing. You're breathing life into your organization, but also breathing life into your donors, right? Because people want that. People are looking for hope. I always say people 100%. Are looking for hope. They are looking for something to make them feel good. They are looking for another reason to believe again. And you have to build for believers. Our friends that we are for good always say build for the believers. And baby, this is how you're going to do it. You need to build for the believers. You need to get them hooked on your mission again. You need to bring your mission to life again. You need to bring your cause front row and center, because so many different things are trying to take your attention of your donors. But you need to get right back into the attention, right back into the center, and right back to the heart of the matter. And that is what I want to focus on this season.
I mean, I think you just need like an SMS daily motivational text from, actually not a text. It has to be audio. You need to have a daily audio message that you get to send out. Which this is so true. Okay. So this leads perfectly actually into question B. How do you switch that fundraising mindset? How do you get into that energy flow?
First of all, it's about,
I mean, how do you do it personally, right?
Well, child, it's a deep breath. You got to take a deep breath. Here's the thing. I mean this seriously. So many of us focus on the moment. We focus on the moment. We say, okay, I got to do this thing. I just got to make it to December 31st. I got to just finish this campaign. I got to finish this event. And we're focused on the moment. And you are going to get burned out if you're only focusing on the moment. How many times do we see organizations recreating the wheel? I love your whole brand about monthly sustainers and monthly donors and building that out, because you are thinking about beyond the moment and you're thinking about, come on, the movement. Hello, or podcast shout out. Okay. We're talking about how are you building the movement and not the moment. Okay. If you're only focusing on the moment, you're only focusing on this one campaign. If you're focusing on the movement, then you're focusing on how am I cultivating my donor? How am I going to cultivate my person? How am I going to focus less on the revenue I get now and more on the relationship for the long haul? How do I focus less on what is this new strategy? And I'm thinking about what's the actual story that I'm trying to tell, right? How do I focus not on the donation, but actually on the donor, right? How do I focus on the person and build it for the long haul? Not just the person, the donor, but also the constituent, right? And the cause that you're trying to alleviate and focus on, right? That is so incredibly important. And what I really want to focus on, and let's get back to the heart. Like I said, we got to get back to the heart of the matter. That's how you switch your mindset, right? I get tired too, child. I'm on everybody's podcast. I'm talking about it. Another thing, but I'm saying, no. I'm not just doing this episode. This is more than missions to movement. This is, how do I think about the end listener? How do I focus on the person who is listening on their walk and they're going on a walk talking about, I need more strength for this rest of this campaign. I'm trying to speak to you. I'm trying to talk to that thing, right? I'm trying to talk to that person, right? Because guess what? If one person gets inspired they can activate it in their organization, think about the person on the other side. Think about cause on the other side. That is how you change the world, okay?
Right. And you know what? Let's just do it for a second. Let's just take a breath.
Come on.
Like, you're listening where you are. So this is what actually my husband and I do together. Whenever we're feeling stressed, we literally like count to three. And so like we breathe in and then out for three. And we do that three times. And it literally recenters your whole body. And I would honestly, like, everything is so fast paced. It's so fast paced. And going outside, and I also like to do this, put your feet, take your shoes off, take your socks off. Put your feet on grass, on the ground. And just be rooted for a second and just breathe. And then there's something so magical about that, that just recenters you. And then maybe go back and maybe you're going to have just a totally different viewpoint on what you're working on. Mm-hmm. And right. And I think so many times, like, the mission of what you're doing is so beautiful. And we get so focused in like the tasks mm-hmm. that we forget the mission of what we're working on. Right. And so like, I just like hope for a second that that's kind of helpful.
I love that.
The team, anytime that I have worked on a campaign using the Give Better platform and had a question, like when it comes to those stressful moments, your customer service team is literally bomb.com. It's insane. And so I just want to share a couple of these stats because it was crazy. Giving Tuesday in 2022, there was nearly $5 million raised across the platform for nearly 4,000 campaigns, thanks to the generosity of nearly 30,000 supporters. Mm. That's incredible. I think we think about these numbers and they're like, it's hard to picture, but let's just talk about a Taylor Swift concert. Mm. Think about 30,000 people, right? Her arenas are like 100,000 people. That's a really significant amount of people to mm-hmm. fill an arena. Okay, that's mm-hmm. a basketball arena. That's like mm-hmm. a better analogy. But that's a lot of people and a lot of impact made. And so I want to share with everybody, like, there are these platforms out here that want to help you make it happen. And I just have to get a shout out to your customer support team because they're incredible at love like them. Crunch time and being available and a resource. So A, fundraising mindset. I absolutely love where you went. Can we dive into, because you know, I love getting like nitty gritty on stuff.
Let's do it.
There has been a lot of updates to the platform. And so I wanted to ask you about A, the Give Butter Gives Back initiative. This is not new. But is there anything new or different happening this year than in the past?
Yeah, one thing I'm super excited about, Give Butter Gives Back, we're partnering with Visa, actually, which is super cool. They are helping us fund the entire initiative. But also, one thing that I'm really excited about is their strategy around giving. They're focusing really on online donations and online giving and really helping organizations revive their donor base in that regard. You know, obviously peer-to-peer fundraising and online giving continues to rise, but there's still a major portion of people who are focusing on mail, and that's slower and things can get lost. And we're focusing on this other things that are that hold people up. And so we're partnering with Visa on this initiative on focusing on how can we help just bring new life for organizations? How can we help them focus on reaching more people in an online giving capacity? And so I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about the sessions that we have planned in partnership with them. It's going to be a blast.
When is that happening?
So that's happening now. Well, once we're going to launch Give Butter Gives Back in September, but from September through Giving Tuesday, we're going to be doing a lot of, you're actually part of it. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
But all of our sessions and focuses and playbooks are going to be really centered around that. Also, y'all, we have a new playbook that I'm really excited called the 1K in 30 Days Challenge. Ooh. How to raise 1K in 30. We literally walk you through step by step every single day. How to just raise your first $1,000. And the thing that's applicable is that it can be applied if you want to raise $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it might be. We literally walk you through step by step. And so we're rolling that out during this campaign as well.
I love that. Okay, where can we get that resource?
If you go to our Giving Tuesday website, givebutter.com/giving-tuesday or Giving Tuesday. They both go to the same website. You're going to see that playbook on there.
Okay, awesome. I will also, I'll get it from you and we'll link it in the show notes.
100%. 100%.
Yes, I love that. Okay, amazing. Chuck. Hey, hey, are you in the process of planning your Giving Tuesday, your end campaigns, events? I bet you are. And you might be researching some tools to help you make it all happen. You have to check out Give Butter. GiveButter. And I not only love that this is a free nonprofit fundraising platform that empowers millions of changemakers to raise more, pay less, and give better, but y'all, the team there is incredible. Anytime I've worked with a client using their platform, their customer service team is exceptional at responding immediately and doing everything in their power to make sure you succeed. The platform is so, so easy to use. They provide everything you need, from peer-to-peer fundraising, auctions and event software, a built-in CRM, email and SMS messaging, embeddable donate buttons and donate forms on your website, and so much more. And did I mention it's free? So click the link in the show notes to create a free account today and get started. Next one, new on the platform. So I want to go to, this is not necessarily like new, but I think for a lot of people it could still be new, is auctions.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how, because the event platform, when did that all launch? Was that last fall?
Yeah, we launched auctions actually 10 months ago, which is so crazy. Wow. It hasn't even been a year, and it is, Dana, when I tell you it is popping off, like literally everybody has flocked to auctions, which has been so crazy. And the fun fact is, auctions was actually what our highest rated feature request on GiveButter. And so once we launched it, come on, listening to your community,
yes,
it just took off like wildfire. And I'm so excited to announce our most recent partnership is with a company called Inspirato. They have amazing luxury travel packages. And before, cool, this has been something that's been so out. Listen, we're using Inspirato ourselves. We're going to Mexico. Okay. I have to take advantage of myself. So let me try this out. But this has been so inaccessible for so many people for so long. Right? When you think about auctions, it's like, okay, great, the rich can do this. Are my donor base gonna? No, we have made this free for all. Okay? If you have a GiveButter account, if you're a nonprofit, you can easily access our international travel packages and get your donors anywhere. You know what I'm
saying? Wait, that's so cool. Wait, how does this work? I like to know like the how.
It's literally live. You start an auction on GiveButter, and when you go to add items, we literally give you it's a drop down, and you can say, want a travel package? You click on it, and the back end of Inspirato will pop up. So you can see all of the available travel packages for you and your donors. And all you have to do is hit one click, and it will automatically populate it to your GiveButter page.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So you don't have to be the one going out and hounding and trying to
Finding somebody. No more, can you please send my people to Waikiki? Like, we're not doing that. Can you send us to Mexico? Mm-mm. It's already built in for you. It's already developed and designed for you. And we make it just incredibly seamless.
That's very cool. Okay.
So cool.
That's awesome. I wonder if there's a way. Ooh, I'm even thinking about, y'all, I'm going to be editing this monthly giving presentation on the fly, because I'm wondering if we can integrate. Ooh. We're going to like have. Yeah, I'm having all the thoughts.
I love it.
That's magical. Okay, another new thing that I saw, because I read your resources blog, is the DAF button.
Yes, we are partnered with an amazing company called Chariot. If you haven't gotten the ethos yet of GiveButter, we truly are building a new home for nonprofits. We want to be that one-stop shop, and we are building the one-stop shop for organizations from start to finish. Not only are we giving you these amazing funding resources, but we're also giving you everything from CRM resources, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And donor advised funds, billions of dollars move through donor advised funds every single year. But so many organizations don't know about what a donor advised fund is. And we love the company Chariot. They're our good friends, and they are literally uncovering the veil. They're taking away any form of mystery for DAFs, and they're saying, hi, we are making this accessible and available to all people. And with one click of a button, you can now get, if any of your donors have access to DAFs, or you can even educate them about what a DAF is. Maybe somebody in your donor base wants to start one, and come on, somebody, you can be the first recipient of that funding.
That's very cool. And that's just like an additional like add as a payment option?
You don't have to add nothing. It's already, yes, exactly. It's already an option there as a payment. All you have to do is get approved from Chariot. Like, you just got to verify your nonprofit on Chariot. And again, it's a one-click button on our end, and it will pop up on your platform.
I love it. How common is it to have a DAF fund?
It's actually more common than you think. A lot of donors have DAFs already, right? A lot of them are thinking about, how do we diversify? How do we share our wealth and whatnot? But the problem is, before, it's been so gatekept by big banks or major financial institutions. And now the thing that we love about Chariot is that they're making it more accessible to everyone, right? And so you can now give through your DAF, and it's right in front of your face, and there's no more having to go through. And so many times, also people would receive mysterious checks, and they'd be like, where does this even come from and whatnot? We're taking that away. It's all now available and accessible.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love that. And I'm sure that's kind of similar where people say if people donate with stock, it's usually a higher donation amount.
Mm-hmm.
The fund, I would imagine, would be the same thing. Yeah.
Precisely. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I love is whenever people are like, hey, can we make a donation through our DAF? And we're like, yes, you can now. Like, it's not a surprise anymore. And right. That has been just so exciting to witness.
Yes. And then, okay. So when I first use the platform, right? Everything you went to your Give Better campaign page, but now you have a ton of widgets and buttons that can be placed on your own website as embeds. Can you explain 100%. A little bit about like those options?
Dana, child, this is good. We have a new modern demo, child. Y'all ain't got to go no further, okay? Because Dana's breaking it down. With widgets, one of the big things that we hear people say is you go to a website, right? And they have a very clunky donor experience. Yes,
so many.
And everybody needs to understand the more times people have to click to make a donation, the more they're going to lose. It's like it drops by like 56% if they have to do more than two clicks, right? And our goal is we are trying to make sure that there is no friction, okay? Yes. We want this to be frictionless. We want this to be the one-stop shop. Again, I'm going to tell you the one-stop shop. And also another thing that I want to say that's so important, this is not just about getting money. Because I always say, if money is all you want, money is all you're going to get. But if you want transformation, and if you want a believer, remember, your job as an organization is to get transformation for your donors. You are leading them from where they are to where they want to be in the world. You are getting them from where they are to the change they want to see in the world. You are a bridge. Your job is to be a bridge. How can you be a bridge if you got 52 clicks? If you're asking them, where did you grow up? Did you sign my yearbook? What's your mother's maiden name? Like, we ask every single question, okay? That is not a bridge. That is a barrier. Matter of fact, you tell them to climb a rock wall. You tell them to go around the river and through the woods to get to grandma's house, and then you can make a donation. And we are not doing that in 2023, okay? We are not doing that in 2023. Make it seamless and make it easy. And so Gibbera has designed a beautiful seamless you can do two clicks or less, one click from some of the options if you only want first name, last name, and email. And we give you the ability to get metadata. So now you don't even have to get that information from the onset. We can communicate with your institution where you can collect that information on your own, right? So it's about really saying, how do we create the most seamless opportunity so that way transformation can happen faster,
yes.
Right? And so that's what we're aiming for.
That's what it's all about. Please, if there's one thing that you take away, go to your website right now, set a timer. How long does it take you to get to where it says to donate?
Right.
Fill out the form. What does it look like on mobile? I always say that. What does it look like on mobile? Can you find the donate button on mobile? And does it always, I have an episode previously that I did, I don't remember which one it is, but it's one website conversion that I always say is if you can change the wording instead of just donate to like an impact intention. So instead of just like the word donate, be like, yes, I want to give clean water, or I'm in, or something that's like, this person is excited. They're already going to give.
Join the movement.
Yes. Something that's like a compelling, intentional, impactful phrase word. Yes.
I love 100%. That. I always feel like when you're like, donate now, I'm like, stop yelling. Like, why are you yelling at me? You know what I'm saying?
Like, but it feels so much better. Like, think about just to say like, I'm in. And you're like, yeah, I am.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Something that's more like,
And that I think that brand that's too, also course. Part of what community are you trying to build?
Yes.
I always say, businesses, nonprofit, you tell me, like your marketing and the way that you communicate is going to let me know if I'm welcome here or not. You are going to let me know if I'm welcome here or not. So are you just telling me, donate now? Donate and yesterday. You're late.
To your point, like, what language sounds transactional versus what language sounds transformational?
Come on, somebody. Come on.
Read through your donate page. How does it sound?
Right. And don't just spit facts at me either. Give me a story. I want to be involved in what you're doing, right? Because if you want to go fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, you need to go together.
That's right. That's right. So wait, okay. So we have our widgets. We have incredible new auctions and auction packages. We have the DAF button so that people can give the way that they want to. Now we've compiled information. We're getting our donations. Now people might ask, all right, I have either, I have no CRM or I have a CRM and I want to connect it to GiveButter. What does that look like on both sides?
Right. Child, and let me just say, Your Google spreadsheet is not a CRM, okay? No. It's not your notepad. It's not a CRM. Your poster, your sticky note from that last event, not a CRM, okay? One of the things that we're really trying to do at GitButter is also house the data in a way that, that it makes sense. I always said there has to be a meaning behind the metrics.
Yes.
There has to be a meaning behind the metrics, or else you're just collecting facts. You're just collecting stats, and nobody has time for that, okay?
No.
How do you synthesize the data in a way that it tells you a story, right?
Right.
I want to know how many people have participated in my last campaign. There's a filter for that. I want to know who was my longest donor. There's a filter for that. You know, I was just reflecting on this the other day, and I'm going to give, if you listen to this, then you get a sneak peek of my talks, but I am a Delta, proud Delta flyer.
Okay. Me too.
Somebody, come on, somebody. And I didn't even realize this, that I'm like a medallion elite or whatever thing. And I was looking at my phone or whatever for my upcoming flight, and they upgraded me to first class. And I was like, wait, what? Hold on, somebody.
Yeah.
And I realized something in that moment. I got upgraded to the elite priority, all that thing or whatever, but it had nothing to do with how much money I have. It had everything to do with how loyal I have been to the organization. Now, if I ask a nonprofit, who's your biggest donor? Or who are your biggest donors? Names gonna come to your head. But if I ask you, who has participated in the most campaigns? Who has given to your organization the longest?
So
who has been the most faithful to your organization? Who's been the longest standing volunteer for your organization? Child, people gonna be, well, I had the ankle bones connected to the... you're gonna get every kind of name. You're gonna get every type of thing, right?
So, you know what's so funny? I had the exact same thought yesterday. I just got back from a wedding in Oregon and I was standing there as we were boarding and I was looking at, right, the red line that has the sky priority and then over in the blue is your general boarding.
Right. Lonely, cold.
Yes, totally. And I was literally thinking about, I was like, it's so interesting how there is this mind shift that happens where there is, the only thing is this tiny little red or blue line. There is, it's the same carpet. You're going to the same place.
Right.
Like, but you feel some sort of special way.
You feel special. Okay.
That you get to walk, like,
general?
Foot,
who are they?
Foot over to the right.
Right. I don't know her.
It doesn't even have to be anything crazy, but to your point, do you know they don't have to be giving you millions of dollars? But
because
they've
most
been there.
Times the people who are giving you the millions of dollars, they are one and done, child. They are giving you once and then it's like, okay, peace out. But that's the thing that I want people to understand. You don't have to be a multi-million dollar organization to do it. You just have to understand the data. And that is what we're trying to unlock with our CRM functionality and features at GiveButter.
That's so good.
Come on.
It's so good.
We're here for you.
I'm so glad you're here. This is just, this is awesome. I hope, is everybody having a good time? Because I'm having a good time.
I'm loving it.
Okay. I want to talk about, okay, I'm going to transition one more thing and then we're going to wrap because I know everybody's got places to go, things to do. But if you do have something to do, hit pause and come back to us. Okay. Monthly giving, because I have to talk about it. Monthly giving versus one-time donations on a daily giving Tuesday.
I think it's smart. I think that Giving Tuesday is what you make of it. Okay. So many people who are like, oh, I'm not going to participate. I'm like, you're not going to participate. Like, they're like, oh, we don't get that. I'm like, child, like, just put up a flyer. Give me a post. Give me something, because you'll be surprised what comes out. And the thing that I love about Giving Tuesday and why I'm trying to build more movements around things like this is because awareness is key. When you get people doing things and they're all doing something together on one accord, that's when change happens.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's when impact really takes place. So Giving Tuesday is what you make of it. It doesn't have to be a free-for-all for peer-to-peer donating or online gifts. It can be things like building a monthly sustainer campaign. You know what I'm saying? And that also, when you do that, you're automatically filtering out the people who are just a one and done. You're now saying, okay, that's fine, but I'm creating this opportunity. If you want to get involved for the long haul, let's build this together. You know what I'm saying? And I love it. I think I love it. It has to be what works for your organization, though. So don't try to come up and do no monthly giving campaign if you don't, if that's not what you do. You know what I'm saying? And also, I don't know how you feel about this, but a lot of times people build a monthly giving campaign and it's like, okay, I give to your organization monthly, but then I never hear from you.
Yes.
And I'm like, don't start a monthly giving campaign if you're not ready to do it. You know what I'm saying? Start a monthly giving campaign. And it doesn't have to be a lot of things, but you do need to get ready to communicate on a regular cadence.
The simple is, so two quick stories from a donor perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There's an organization that I was giving to monthly, and recently they asked me to increase my gift. I have not heard from them since I signed up a year ago until now being asked to increase my gift. And I actually did reach out to their like development director because of the work that I do. And I was like, hey, I just want to let you know that this came off a little weird. I don't know anything that's been happening in the past year. I haven't gotten any
Dana's
like...
Dana's the wrong one is what you said. You said, you don't know this donor. Mm-mm.
But here, look, I'm going to tell you. Because if I'm feeling this way, I'm sure there's other people that are feeling this way. And so I was like, I would be happy to probably increase my gift if I knew what was happening. Then on the flip side, another organization that I think I've been a monthly donor for at least 2 years, and they constantly send impact emails, and you know they're specifically for the monthly giving program because there's a different header on the top. And they recently sent out, it's December, they partnered with a company called Made Free, and they make these super cute little, you know, the fannies that we now wear across
mm-hmm.
our...
Oh, child. I got about three of them.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, we're so fashionable.
Right.
So they partnered with this company and they sent out an email saying, would you like one of these as
that.
Like a member of the collective? And I was like, you know, this is super cute. I love the brand. And I was like, sure. I was like, I would love one. And so now anytime I go out, I'm wearing it. I wore it in Portland and people are like, that's so
much.
Cute. Where'd you get it? And then I can talk about Dressember and it's
I
brilliant
love that.
Them. So two polar opposite. And that's not complicated, right? For a whole 2 years, I've just gotten the monthly emails. And then at one point they had this brand partnership item. And I was like, so smart. You could do something like that for Giving Tuesday. I don't know. I just think it's a day, like you're talking about, of incredible brand awareness potential. It's a day where literally there's, I would say, the most buzz in news and press on giving that there is the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, you don't even have to ask for anything on Giving Tuesday. You can just be, share this post.
100%.
Forward this email to let people know about what we're doing.
100%.
Join my email list. Doesn't even have to be an ask for a gift.
I would say start now too. If you're listening to this, start now. I think about like the similar to Dressember, I think about the Prospector Theater. They're one of my favorite organizations. They're an actual theater, but they employ people with disabilities. And I think that's just so beautiful about them is that they are always sending me a message. They're always not only sending me a message, but they're sending me letters. They're finding me on LinkedIn. Like, but it doesn't feel spammy. I feel like I'm a part of what they're doing. You know what I mean? And like, look at me now. Like, they didn't ask me to evangelize about them, but I feel so connected to them because they are always reaching out to me.
Because they're
connecting.
Top of mind. They're making themselves top of mind.
Exactly.
Which is a big thing. We get inundated with messages on Giving Tuesday, but there's lots of times where I'm like coming up to it. I'm like, who am I going to give to? I'm not sure. And then
100%.
I get a million emails and then I'm like, oh God, do I like
give
all
I'm
of
stressed.
Them?
Right. Help.
Right.
Because the way my budget's set up.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love that point. And one quick tip. I haven't talked about this, I think, in a long time, but this is a great like precursor to Giving Tuesday. DM, spend like 10 minutes a day, send an audio message on DMs, just telling people what's been going on in your organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks so much for following us. This is what we've been up to, or even have a link to a video. If you want to learn more, here's a video from our founder. Don't ask for anything.
Right.
Just an update.
Just an update. And just say thank you. Yeah. I get handwritten letters all the time from Prospector Theater. I'm just like, they sell their own popcorn. They would have sent me free popcorn. I'm like, child, and y'all know I love sweets. Like, this is help. So I'm a fan. And I think that some people worry about, oh, am I communicating too much? And I'm like, if you have to ask that question, then you don't know your people. You know what I mean? And I promise you that if you are really doing good work and you're sending them engaging stuff, you're not doing too much.
Check your email if you ask if you are communicating too much. Black Friday.
Ciao.
Cyber Monday. The amount
My credit
of emails,
card company. Well, yeah, glory.
The amount of emails that I get from one company in a day, they'll send like 10.
Right.
Plus they'll text
Amazon
me.
Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Day? Ciao.
Wait, Bubba, did I unsubscribe?
No.
No.
Did I buy? Yes.
Yes. Oh my God, I love you. I could talk to you forever.
Wow.
I hope everyone has enjoyed this conversation as much as we have. And if you want some more of it, join us on September 13th.
September 13th.
2 p.m. It's going to be great. Supercharging.
Register.
You're in fundraising with monthly giving. And I'm sure we'll talk about other stuff too, as we do.
As we do, right.
Floyd, okay. What is one thing that you would like to ask for help or support on?
So I was telling you this before we started the call, but recently I was able to mobilize a bunch of other different platforms for in honor of Black Philanthropy Month. So we are really focusing our energy and our efforts on raising capital and building awareness for Black-led nonprofits. Check out backblackmovement.org, backblackmovement.org, because we want to cultivate a community and truly a movement. Come on, Mission. That's our word for today. That's our hashtag movement is the word. But we want to build a movement for supporting under-resourced Black-led nonprofits and support them and change the tide because we deserve it. And now is the time. And guess what? When we all rise, when one organization rises, we all rise. Okay. And that's what this is all about.
I love it. And of course, you put together something like that. And it's
in all my free time.
Magical. You're magical. Okay. Where can listeners connect with you? Where can they get more involved in all the projects that you're working
on? Yes. Find me, The Floyd Jones, at The Floyd Jones, all the platforms, but specifically on LinkedIn. We going in. Oh my God. Did I tell you they just called me a community top voice on LinkedIn, Dana? I know. Oh God. That was the excitement. Can we edit that out?
No, you can totally keep it in. I was so excited, listener. I hit my funny bone straight onto my microphone.
I can't.
Okay, I'm your biggest fan.
I know.
Wow, so much that I'm just
stretch
like...
that out. Stretch that out. Because Kennedy needs that hand.
Oh my goodness. Okay, go connect with you on LinkedIn. I'm so proud of you and everything you're doing. Everybody, come join us on September 13th. It's going to be a blast.
Going to be a blast.
All the amazing links will be in the show notes. Floyd, you rock. Thanks for being
here. You rock. Thank you. And I'm so excited for the listener. This is your moment. This is your moment. So lean into it, okay?
Boom. Mic drop. See you next time. Can you tell I love talking all things digital? To make this show better, I'd be so grateful for your feedback. Leave a review, take a screenshot of this episode, share it on Instagram stories, and tag Positive Equation with one E so I can reshare and connect with you.